This is the Australia Report with CEO of the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies, Vic Aladev. Good day, mate.
Vic Aladev, a very good morning to you. How are you?
Good morning, Howard. Good to talk to you. Well, thank you. Thank God.
Good. Yeah. Well, unfortunately, we're living in a time where that isn't a given. What is the latest update with the pandemic in Australia?
In terms of Australia, countrywide, we have now over about 2,000 cases. And in terms of deaths, it's getting close to about 50. That's 5-0. As far as the Jewish community is concerned, it's inevitable. Obviously, there are members of the Jewish community who have been diagnosed with the virus and who are under isolation. In other words, who have just come back from overseas. And the government instruction is, if you come back overseas, you have to go into not only two-week isolation, but in a hotel approved by the government.
Okay.
And so issues which I've been trying to help out with just this morning, or a couple of hours ago, in fact, where they are from communities in hotels in isolation who have not yet got matzah. And we have Pesach. It's now 2:23 on Tuesday afternoon. Pesach is, 36 hours away or less, a lot less.
Wow.
And so we're trying to make sure that that happens, that they get what they need for Pesach, etc. In terms of the community itself, just a few days ago, our fundraising body is called the JCA, stands for the Jewish Communal Appeal, and that's entirely internal fundraising, nothing to do with Israel whatsoever. So end of last week, it announced a $1 million emergency relief fund to help those in need. Just 24 hours ago, that $1 million emergency relief fund became $18 million put up by the JCA, by the Jewish Communal Appeal, to help those in need in any way. And categories which they have identified are such as, first and foremost, the elderly, the vulnerable. We're talking food, kosher meals on wheels, mental well-being. Obviously, mental health is obviously a big issue. Emergency financial relief, those who have lost their jobs and do not have the finance needs, crisis medical funding, and basically anything and everything in between. So the funds have come from prudent savings, I guess you could call it, from the JCA over the years, the Jewish Communal Appeal, in addition to donors who I have no doubt South Africa is feeling exactly the same. A lot of donors who have taken major hits in terms of property markets, etc. But there are still many generous donors who have helped put up the funds so that this $18 million relief fund is there for those who are putting up their hands. The aim being to hopefully make sure that no one falls between the cracks.
Mm. Very, very strange and frightening times, but maybe a time where we all get to show our humanity. I think that is the flip side of everything that is going on. The Board of Deputies slams racist abuse against Asian Australians. That's also connected to the pandemic, isn't it?
It is totally connected to the pandemic. And again, this is, I'm sure, something happening sadly around the world. And Australia has a healthy percentage of Asian Australians living in this country from a range of different countries in the Asian sector, Southeast Asian sector. And we just picked up 48 hours ago a horrendous video of two Asian women aged, I don't know, possibly age 20 or so, just minding their own business, walking down the street, when two other, can I call them Anglo-Australians, descended upon them and racially abused them and spat at them and accused them of basically causing this horrendous virus. It was just
unbelievable, just how stupid we are. Zanat and I were just talking about that. You just see the worst of people. I mean, as I say, you see the best as well. But wow, sometimes people are.
I was going to say that you see the best and you see the worst. Mm. And so the Jewish Board of Deputies. So we put out a statement which we tweeted and posted on Facebook, saying that we condemn in the strongest terms the racist abuse directed to two sisters on a street here in Sydney, and the distress which we all feel in regard to this virus does not give anyone the right to accuse or abuse fellow Australians. And we said that the Jewish community will always stand up against bigotry. We stand with the Asian Australian community and all Australians, in, you know, in good health and courage, et cetera, et cetera. So, just as you say, that's the worst, and, but the good thing is we also see the best, and sadly
see absolutely.
That.
And, this story, absolutely astounding. I saw the video and, I spoke to Raleigh Marks about it on Friday. We mentioned it and I found the video so emotional. LL in a record breaking flight to Australia to bring people home. Tell us this, tell us more about this.
It is. It's amazing. And, Australia, they call the aircraft the Dreamliner. The first commercial LL flight to come nonstop from Tel Aviv to Melbourne,
amazing,
which is an extraordinary flight.
Mm-hmm.
The captain said that it's, if I can find my notes here, 16 and a half hours. He
wow.
said thanks to good tailwinds, so it could have been longer.
Yeah.
And it brought home Australians who had been, dare I say, stranded in Israel and took back 175 Israelis. Took them home in time for Pesach. So it's a great story. And hopefully the good news is that it might be the precursor of establishing a direct route between Australia and Israel, because there is no such arrangement in place currently where there's a direct flight from Israel to Australia or the other way around. And if this can be the outcome, you know, once we all get past this darkness and madness, that will be a very nice positive outcome.
It will absolutely be an amazing outcome indeed. Vic Aladef, thank you as always for the Australian Report. I wish you a Chag Sameach, a wonderful Pesach, and just remain happy, healthy, and next year hopefully things will be a lot easier and a lot simpler in all of our world.
And a Chag Sameach and a healthy one to all listeners, to all South Africans, to everyone everywhere in the world. Hopefully, as you say, 2021 will be a lot healthier, hopefully.
Absolutely.